All right, welcome everybody to get to play in this beautiful workshop play shop that we've put together. We have all co-created because we were ready for it. Shop today, of course, is deprogramming, clearing, and empowerment. And this is very powerful right now for everything that's going on. Now, a lot of us have been going through the deprogramming process for quite some time. Some of us are new to it, others have, started just recently. But it doesn't matter the stage, things are accelerating in a huge way right now because of the fact that we are really bringing ourselves to another level of alignment of who we are. So, just to give you some heads up here, if you have a paper and pen handy, I know we did send the messages with that to have it handy because you're going to be writing some things down today and you're going to require for you to refer to it because as we're going through the steps and processes today, you're going to make some notes and then you're going to use those notes as to walk you through the processes as we are doing it. Of course, I'll let you know when we have to write it down, but we're going to be using it throughout the day anyways and tomorrow and so on. So make sure that's handy and hopefully that you're all comfortable and hydrated and ready to rock and roll so we get to play. So let's get started. The first thing we want to look at is life. Let's take a look at our life and let's ask ourselves the question, and you can write this down, life. And right beside life, how do you feel about the life that exists right now for you? How are you feeling about it? Do you feel a resonance with it, an alignment with it? Do you feel that in one way or another it needs to shift in some way, or that you're ready for something of that nature? Write those points down because it's going to be beneficial for you because we're going to refer to it as we go along. And then we're going to look at this again later. Most likely tomorrow at the end of near the end of the day. So let's take a look at that. So how does life feel for you right now? Some of you may be feeling excitement. Other people may be feeling a little confused, maybe a little depressed, feeling a whatever, or feeling that, hey, I'm ready. Time for alignments. How do you feel about life right now? So just take a moment to write that down. So the next part of the question, the life that you are playing right now, this is a game. This is a beautiful, elaborate video game that you have constructed and put together to bring you where you are today with an intention to move forward in a huge way. That intention is really what you've prepared yourself for. Now, of course, there's been intention throughout the start of your arrival here and even prior to here, and but now we're looking at a direction that we're going through now with an intention. What is your intention now? So at this point in your life, with your intention, the question you ask yourself, is my life resonating right now? So just write resonating, yes or no. Do you feel alignment? So write down alignment, yes or no. Are you ready to expand that intention? So just put ready, yes or no. Do you feel any obstacles presently? So just write obstacles, yes or no. And looking at your life right now, if you are given the opportunity to really step this up, to really create a powerful change, so ready for change. Are you ready for anything? Okay. And just write yes or no. I am ready for anything. Or I'm not. Because that anything we will expand on throughout the whole workshop slash play shop. And what we're going to be looking at as we go through this play shop, we're going to look at these obstacles, but at the same time, we want to also look at some of the things that are playing out that we may still have judgment or something about. So now, take a moment. Reflect on your reality. That means your current reality in, say, all of the engagements, your family dynamics, your partnership dynamics, if there is, your connections with others, your work endeavor or career or whatever you want to look at, and your extended families. If you're looking at all of that right now as a big picture, when you're looking at all of that, how does that feel for you? Do you feel that that represents, you're getting a great reflection, a representation of the life you feel within? Does my reality reflect how I feel within? Yes or no? Okay. If it does not totally reflect, then provided the opportunity for you to be able to bring that in alignment as a good reflection, are you willing to take the steps necessary to do so? Take steps to do so, yes or no? Those steps, if it required, which in most cases will require letting go of your past, older versions of yourself, any identification, any role playing, any facade, or anything that we have created an attachment to, including possible connections and so forth. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to let go whatever is necessary to really create that alignment? And just write that down. And then yes or no. So if yes, you're ready to rock and roll. And we're going to really work through that today and tomorrow for the workshop, basically. And if you're not ready, then let's go through the process and see how it feels at different stages as we go through this workshop, so that you can get to that point where you can decide again if you are ready or not. Now, let me ask you the next question. Are you ready because you're fed up? Am I ready because I'm fed up? Or am I ready because I feel deep within myself to create this shift, to really step things up? Because that's a huge difference. Are you ready because you're fed up? Or are you ready because you're ready to move into something bigger, grander, expanded because of it needs to align with you? Write all that stuff down because we're going to need that. It's for you. See, the thing is, there's a big difference between frustration, judgment about your current experience, and excitement of creating something new. Huge difference. Energetically, the focus on it, and how much resources you can access based on the two different components of it. Because if you're in frustration, it will lower your vibration. If you're in frustration, it will greatly limit your potentiality. And not only potentiality, even options of any sort. It also keeps you bound. It creates these walls, these blocks, these barriers, because we're frustrated, because we're judging our current experience. The other thing is about when we're focusing on that, we become disempowered. We're not in an empowered state. So that's that cluster. So if we're putting the focus on frustration about your current reality and including whatever we're seeing in the world, then we're in that state. However, if we now look at it and say, okay, I'm making these choices, these changes, this expansion, this alignment, and so forth, because I am ready and I'm excited, and you're doing it from a congruent, true aspect of yourself, then your possibilities, your creativity, your imagination, your creator essence, your sourceness, your empowerment really steps into play. Then there, the barriers dissolve, the blocks dissolve, the excuses dissolve. Every part falls down apart. It moves out of the way. So it doesn't matter what the obstacles may have looked like coming your direction. It will move out of the way. And in that state, you'll notice every single role player, doesn't matter if it's an intimate partner to your kids, to your first level of family or extended families or your work people, friends, or whoever, including any of the systems, will move away. Not only move away, it will create an adjustment, a change within all of that to facilitate you to move forward for two reasons. One, because it does not have to play that role for you any longer. It no longer has to stop you because you're not asking for that. The other part is you're making the path. You're opening the role for you to already encode that new life that others can access. It's like you're making the path. You're bulldozing in a way without the effort part in that same sense to open the pathway, open the door to actually create a pathway that can be easily followed. However, it's still their choice if they choose to do so or not. It's not up to us. It's not our responsibility, duty, or anything of that nature to bring them along. It's you. So you see the difference between the two. So we're looking at frustration versus excitement because we're ready to change. We're ready to really step into our stuff. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is alignment. Now, we can get a lot confused with the old idea of getting aligned. Okay, what does that mean? Well, at times we feel aligned. Sometimes we feel completely in resonance, and we have throughout our life. We may have resonated with an idea, a pathway, a direction in our life, how it may have felt for us, or something of that nature. And the choices you may have made was in resonance, was in alignment. So you look at your history, you look at your life, and you made choices because it resonated for you. You made choices, you made whatever, because it aligned with you at that time. And that's the key here to understand. So the question comes up with some people saying, well, you know, it resonated for me at the time, but it doesn't resonate for me now. That's true. Because at that time, that is what you needed to be in resonance, so that's the path you would have taken. That's the direction you would have taken. That's where the focus would have been for you to have that particular experience, for you to have those particular engagements, for you to enrich in opportunities to discover more of the playground, yourself, others, and get a deeper understanding and be able to fine-tune and discover who you are within yourself. So we now, when we're looking at all of this, we're looking at how does it feel right now. We're going into alignment of your present state, who you are now. Not who you were yesterday or all the days before that, weeks, months, years, and so forth. those were those versions of you that were perfect in those stages, but we're here today. What happens tomorrow, what happens an hour from now, or whenever, it's going to be different because what may resonate for you right now is what you need right now. And it may change, and it will change along the way, because it's like anything. I'm going to follow this path. I'm going to do what I need to do because it serves me, because it gives me the opportunity to really experience what I need to experience. Right now, a lot of us are creating realities. We're creating opportunities that may represent huge polarization. Huge polarization. What are these polarizations for? To show, to emphasize, to really elaborate that older aspect of yourself. Basically going into programs, stories, beliefs, and so forth. It's just going to show all of that. That's all it's doing. So you're going to see the polarity coming into your life. It's not that you're creating ineffectively. It's not about the fact that your intention is in the wrong direction. It's not about the fact of having misaligned yourself or something of that nature, or that you're kind of stuck. Yeah, it may look like that. It would mimic something of that nature. But what it's just showing you is that there are certain live operating systems backed up with a lot of other things that we have been playing with in our journey that we're still attached to, holding on to. It's just coming to the surface in a big way. And this is why we are gone into this workshop where we're looking at the deprogramming, the clearing, and then, of course, the empowerment. Because you're ready. Because of the fact that we're going to look at it so that we don't have to do it the slow way or the slower way. Everything is accentuating anyways with all that's going on. For us to be able to move through whatever we need to move through. We come here to play, guys. We're here to have fun, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, part of the fun could be feeling miserable for a short period of time. But that's just an option, and that's an experience, but we can move through it. So right now, it's exciting because there's so much movement going on throughout the whole world. You could see everybody's being stressed and strained and polarized, accentuated, and so forth, but also a lot of destabilization going on personally, around you with certain individuals and so forth, and different levels of communities, all the systems and governmental and so forth. You could see the movement. You can actually see such a polarization, ridiculousness of some of the things that is playing out, so that it's so clear for us that we're ripe and ready to make some changes, to really look at something different in our lives. So when we're looking at all of this right now, we're going to see that this playground is really now emphasizing who you are that needs to come in. And I said, it's really, really important for you to be who you are. So that part of you has been inside of you all the time. And it has been peeking out, it's been radiating from you, and you get glimpse of it, you get to play that role every so often, and some people more than others, some people very little, just, the odd glimpse. Others are, playing more of it, and others are playing the majority of it, and so forth. That true you is coming through, and it's so important right now because it affects everything that's going on, within your life, within all the extended aspects and realities of your life and the whole planet itself. So this playing out within you right now, so the energies and everything are supporting you in such a fashion so that you can become that true you. But to be that true you, okay, you have to drop all of those other versions of you that you used along the way as part of the game, as part of the experience, part of your creation, part of the engagement, and the agreements that were made along the way. Because you've made agreements. All of us have made agreements with certain individuals from a superconscious level. We made agreements with our own self to play those particular roles. We've made agreements to really step into a role and really so that you can integrate and get a deeper understanding before you got into the mechanics of the back end of it. And even though you're not aware that you're still working on the back end of it, just the fact that you're making changes within yourself, that you would be able to be more effective and really know the scope of what was necessary to do so.